I'm excited to be here with you today. Right quick, I've bumped into a few of you in the hallway, in the lobby, and passing around. And a few of you have asked me, CJ, haven't seen you in a while. Where have you been? I am doing well. My family is doing well. If you don't know, my wife and I just welcomed our third child into the world. Thank you. And so I had been away going back and forth, being a father to a newborn. And any of you who know what that life is about, you understand. So thank you for your prayers. Everyone who sent a card, a text, a message, a call, food, all of that. We thank you. Me and my family appreciate it from the bottom of our hearts. Thank you very much. I am excited to be here today. And Pastor Pierre, these past few weeks, he has been on the topic of contributing and gather, grow, contribute. And what does it mean to contribute? What does it mean to partner with God and do what God has called us to do on this earth? If you see right there up on the screen, contribute to what Jesus did. The fact that God has chosen for us to be co-laborers with him in his work here on the earth is no small thing. The fact that he's looked down and God is powerful, all powerful. He can do it by himself. But for some reason, he said, anything that I'm going to do on this earth until I return, I'm going to do through people. Anything that I do on this earth, I'm going to do through you. And that is no small thing, and it's something that we should take seriously. And today, as I go through this, I feel like it's necessary for me to kind of set this stage. Today, I just want to talk to you for a bit. Can I just talk to you for a bit? There are times where I get set and I'm preparing for a message, and God puts the message on my heart. And in my prep, a lot of people don't get to see me prep. My wife even rarely gets to see me prep because I'm shut away in a room. And in the room, I just take a few steps back and forth, and I'm pacing back and forth, and I'm pacing back and forth, and I'm talking out the message. And as God begins to put things on my heart, I feel like sometimes God wants me to preach. And when I'm preaching, I get excited in my room as I'm prepping. And I'm like, yes, like this is good. This is going to be good. And every now and then he gives me something so good. I'm like, oh my gosh, that is crazy. I can't wait to preach this and build up the body the way God has called me to. Then it's times like now where he gives me a message and I get set to go and prep. And as I got up to go prep and I went to start pacing, God said, CJ, I want you to come sit back down. So I went to go sit back down. He said, CJ, this one has to come from heart to heart. This message is a heart to heart message. It's going to be a good talk. Raise your hand if you here and you are familiar, you ever had like a good talk. You just had a good talk. If you ever had a good talk, they say it's like chicken soup for the soul. It's just good. Sometimes you get a good talk, you don't even know you need the good talk until you had it. This past week, I had the opportunity to sit down with Mr. Eric Rogers. And if you ever got a chance to sit down with him before, you just know, like, it's just he's right there. It's just a good talk. It's one of those things that I didn't even know I needed until, like, midway through the conversation, and we did something I don't typically do. We went to a coffee shop. I'm not a coffee shop kind of guy. I'm more like, you give me a Buffalo Wild Wings or something, we eat some wings. Well, we went to a coffee shop. I got a cup of tea. Sounds so sophisticated, I know. Had a cup of tea. He had a muffin. And we just talked, and it was good. This past Friday, I had a conversation with my guy, Mikey, who helps me oversee youth on Friday nights. And after youth, we just sat down until about 11 o'clock at night, and we just had a good talk. And I feel like maybe through those conversations, God was kind of lining me up for today. Well, he just wanted me to bring that same energy and give a good talk. And so here's what I want to do. I want to read this scripture. And then I just want to talk it out. 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verses 10 through 13. And they have it up on the screen. I'm reading from the Voice version. It says, the same one who has put seed, everybody say seed, into the hands of the sower and bought bread, everybody say bread, to fill our stomachs, will provide and multiply the resources you invest and produce an abundant harvest from your righteous actions. He said, you will be made rich in everything so that your generosity will spill over in every direction. Through us, your generosity is at work, inspiring praise and thanksgiving to God. For this mission will do more than bring food and water to fellow believers in need. It will overflow in a cascade of praises and thanksgiving for our God. Verse 13, when this mission reaches Jerusalem and meets with the approval of God's people there, they will give glory to God because your confession of the gospel of the Anointed One led to obedient action, and your generous sharing with them and with all exhibited your sincere concern. Now, if I was preaching, which I'm not preaching today, I would probably give you about 3 points to help you remember and track until I get to the ultimate conclusion of what that passage was about. But since I'm not preaching today and I'm just going to talk to you, I'm going to do something that I rarely do. I'm going to just sum that up right at the front for you. I'm going to just tell you exactly what God gave, showed me through this passage, what it means, and then we're going to kind of work from there. So here's what it is. God said, I have given you seed. And with the seed, the purpose of the seed is to sow the seed. When you sow the seed, depending if you sow generously or sparingly, you will reap an abundant harvest. When you reap the abundant harvest, the purpose of reaping the abundant harvest is so that you can be even more generous and sow even more. He said, let it just overflow. Your generosity just goes throughout everywhere. And here's what happens when you do that. Thanksgiving and praises will begin to be raised to God. He said, when you do that, it's almost like a cycle. Thanksgiving and praises start being raised to God. And God said, even more seed comes. And when more seed comes, you continue to be even just ridiculously generous. Just be generous. Let it flow all over. Because as you do that, again, what happens? Thanksgiving and praises begin to be raised to God. And everything we do is for the glory of God. It's almost, as I'm reading this, God was talking to me. He's like, CJ, this is like my dream. This is the dream scenario. Like, could you imagine a church in the middle of Rochester, New York, that will fill with just so much generosity that they would sow the seeds that God gave them to sow all throughout Rochester, New York, in every area, touching every part. So much so that praises and thanksgiving in Rochester, New York begin to raise to God because of it. Because there were believers, there were Christians who confessed that God is there, that Jesus is their Lord and Savior, and that confession led to obedient action. And because of that, people are praising God all throughout Rochester, New York. That's the dream. But if we be honest, a lot of us are not living that dream. For a lot of us, that is not our reality. The question is, what is stopping us from living in that reality? What is stopping us from living that dream? Like, what is holding us back? There's a barrier. And as I begin to read, I want to take you back, and I just want to talk you through what God showed me through this. I want to go back to verse 9. Verse 10, well, he said, and they're going to put that up on the screen. It says, 2 Corinthians verse 9, chapter 10, the first scripture. It says, the one who has put seed into the hands of the sower and brought bread to fill our stomachs. Let me stop right there. He said, I have bought seed and I've bought bread. There is seed and there is bread. Now in youth on Sundays, we have MSU, Middle School University. If you have a middle schooler and they don't know about it, every Sunday, 9 and 11 a.m., we're right over in the youth room for Middle School University. We've been going through this passage of Psalm 23. It talks about how the Lord is my shepherd. In some verses says, I have everything I need. And so we've been thinking about God as a provider. And here's what we know about God as the ultimate provider. God is the ultimate provider, and he always gives us everything we need. Here's what we miss sometimes. I want everyone to open their hands just like this. Imagine God coming right now and is just dropping provision in your hand. Provision. I'm giving you provision. I'm giving you provision. I'm giving you provision. I'm giving you provision. This is just God doing what he does. This is God as the provider, as the ultimate shepherd. I'm going to provide everything you need. Here's what you need to know about God's provision. In God's provision, there will always be seed and there will be bread. There will be seed and there will be bread. When you look in your hands and look at what God gave you, there is always seed and there is always bread. The seed is to sow. He said, when I give you seed, that's for you to sow. And you reap a harvest from that. The bread is for your stomach. The bread is for you to eat. So whatever God provides, and for me, this was a perspective switch for me. This opened up my mind. Whenever God provides, whether it be time, whether it be money, however God provides, in his nature, he's going to give you seed and he's going to give you bread. Here's the issue. When he gives provision, it doesn't come with a handwritten note. Wouldn't it be great if his provision came with a handwritten note that said, this is seed and this is bread. This part of what I've given you, you go take this seed and you sow that seed and you'll reap from that. And this right here, in this bag, this is bread. You eat it. That's for you. So if it comes with no handwritten note, how do we determine what seed and what's bread? When we look at what God provided, how do we know what is seed and what is bread? Let me go to 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 6. It's a part of the scripture that I didn't read yet. It says this. Remember this. Whoever sows sparingly will also reap sparingly. And whoever sows generously will also reap generously. Pay attention to verse 7. Each of you should give what you have decided in your what? In your heart to give. Let me help you. What determines what seed and what's bread when you look at what God's provided is the state of your heart. The state of your heart will determine what seed and what's bread. Let me take it a step further. If you have a generous heart, when you look at God's provision, you will always see more seed than you see bread. If you have a greedy heart, when you look at what God's provided, you will always see more bread than you do seed. And if you're really greedy, everything looks like food. I remember when I was younger, some people may notice about me, some people may not. I was a very greedy little kid, if I could be honest. Like you, if you're around me now and I eat, you may see like some leftover of it. You just can't leave food around me because it will disappear. But when I was younger, it was bad. everything. I just used to eat everything. And so I remember my parents once, they bought me this Play-Doh that comes in a yellow container. It was the original Play-Doh that comes in a yellow container with the red top. And they gave it to me. And I open up the Play-Doh. And I just start eating all of the clay. And I know it's crazy. It's crazy. I just start eating all of the clay. And I'm just going in. And then I don't know about y'all. If y'all got little kids, you ever walked in on your kids doing something they're not supposed to do? You're like, what? What are you doing? So my family runs into the room as I'm eating the clay. They're like, CJ, what? Get the clay out of your mouth. Why are you eating the clay? And I look up with a mouthful of Play-Doh. I'm like, I thought it was cheese. And they looking at me and they looking at the Play-Doh. They're like, how in the world did you think the Play-Doh was cheese? It was my little greedy heart that turned Play-Doh to cheese. Because when you got a greedy heart, everything looks like food. When you have a greedy heart, God could put seed in your hand and say, this is to sow, but for you, it looks like food. May I suggest to you that perhaps this is why so many of us have a hard time giving. Because anytime it's time for us to give, it feels like we're giving away our food. Anytime it's time for us to give, the church trying to take my food again. If I give this, then what I'm going to eat? If I give this, then what's going to be left for my kids? And everything starts to look like food. God said, when you allow me to work on your heart and allow me to transform your heart, you start to see there's seed in here. I could imagine God coming down sometimes and just probably like looking at what he's giving you. And he's looking for the seed, and he's like, you ate it again? You ate the seed again? Out of everything that I've given you, everything that I give you is not meant to be consumed. There's some stuff that God has given you that he's meant for you to sow. But perhaps the state of your heart has turned it all to food. There was times I remember I would get paid and I would take the paycheck, and maybe there's some of you in the room, and I would take the paycheck. I'm like, I'm gonna buy this. I'm gonna get this. I'm gonna buy this. Some of it would literally go straight to food. I'm gonna get at this restaurant. Me and Uber Eats, both best friends. I'm gonna get this extra sauce. Here goes a chance to be generous and put the tip, $0. If they forget my sauce, I'm refunding the whole order. Redo it all again. And after all this is done, about 3 hours after I get paid, I got about $3 left. And I look at the $3 and I'm like, you know what? I'm going to give this. Then I think about it again. I'm like, no, I'm not. I'm going to go put this on a parlay. Now, some of you don't know what a parlay is. And those who do, try not to give yourself away. I'm going to go put this on a parlay, and maybe this $3 turn to $30,000. And it's never going to happen. But it might. So I'm going to put this on the Bills. Stephon Diggs, they playing the Broncos tonight, and Stephon Diggs going to catch 8 touchdowns. Today is the day. It's not. And God said, when are you going to stop leaning on worldly means of provision and get under my program? When are you going to stop playing the lottery? Some of you are wasting the seed playing lottery. Some of you are wasting the seed again on the parlays. So I feel it strongly. There's some seed that God gives you, and it's for your children. But the state of your heart has you eating the seed that God gave you for their children. There's seed and there's bread. When God comes and looks at you and he looks at what you've done with what he's given you, what will he see? And I've been here before. I don't know how many people here are eating the seed and looking for a harvest. There are some people who you may get into this habit. I'm eating the seed, but God, where's the harvest? He said, if you sow sparingly, you'll reap sparingly. If you sow generously, you'll reap generously. What you see, well, that's the state of your heart. And here's what God also will show me when it comes to this. And again, I'm just talking today. Here's what he showed me with it. There are some of us, you may hear me speaking now, and you say, you know what? He's right. There's the generous heart and there's the greedy heart. And you know what? I'm going to pray and wait for God to transform my heart before I start giving. I'm going to wait till he transforms my heart, because CJ said, my heart has to be transformed. Can I paint this picture quickly? Do you know how I began to start loving my wife? I began to start loving my wife. I didn't love my wife right off the bat. I started taking her out. I started talking to her on the phone. I started buying things for her. I started spending time with her. I start communicating with her, and then after a certain amount of time, I begin to love her. What am I saying? Sometimes your actions will precede the heart transformation. There are some of us who sit back and say, I'm going to wait till my heart changes. Well, maybe when you start practicing certain habits, your heart will begin to change. I don't know, who here this is for. But God said, for you, you need to start changing your habits. There has to be some habit changes. You want heart change? Great, cool. You want heart change? Amazing. You know what I found funny? Every miracle that God performs, it typically comes with a set of instructions. Cool, you want water to wine? Cool, this is what you need to do. I need you to get up, go get those buckets and fill it with water. You want to see a change? Okay, good. Mary said it when Jesus performed his first miracle. She said it. She said, do whatever he tells you to do. Whatever he tells you to do. You want to start to see heart transformation? All right, great. Are you going to pray and just wait for God to come down and magically change your heart? Or are you going to do what he said to do? Over the past 4 to 5 years of my life, I've been on this kind of health journey. And here's what I learned, and maybe this may seem far-fetched or sound separate, but I believe it's related. As I've been on this health journey, one thing that God has begun to show me was that my relationship with food had to change. What I didn't realize was holding me back was that I was never taught how to eat. Or the way I was taught to eat was wrong. There was a part where I needed the mac and cheese and the dinner roll and the potato salad and the rice. Somebody said, this is too much carbs. I thought I was just eating good. And then I throw some protein and forget the vegetables. Eating to die. But can I tell you, spiritually, that's a lot the same way. Some of us are just eating to die. You just, everything, like, God is looking, he's like, you wasn't meant to consume that. You wasn't meant to eat that. And maybe what I think a lot of us need to learn how to do is go back and learn how to handle the provision that God gives us.
Talk about it.
Because there's something that comes from a greedy heart. There's some things that come from ignorance. Let's be honest. If you grew up in communities where it wasn't a lot of resources, sometimes you just don't know what to do with the resources that you've been given. And so now we're at a point where God is like, I need us to relearn how to eat. What's food? What's seed? What's for you? And once I started learning, I started realizing I didn't need as much food as I thought I needed. I didn't need 4 carbs and a dessert and a bev. I didn't need all of that. I just needed my protein, my healthy carbs, my veggies, and some water. And I've been good. I didn't know I was good till I started eating that way. So for maybe for some people in here, for you, it's just, you know, I gotta admit, I've been overeating. I've just been consuming at everything God has given to me. When you have a generous heart, though, and you look in your hands and you look at what God provided, you say, you know what? I see plenty seed. And the seed has a purpose. And I'm going to sow the seed that God caused me to sow. And what we don't realize a lot of times, we can cut God's provision short eating what was meant to be sown. God is like, there's some stuff in the harvest that I got for you. But if you keep eating the seed, you'll never see it. When do we get to the point where we start, you know what, God, open the eyes of my heart. Open the eyes of my heart. So not just with my money. My money is one thing, and it's a big thing. But for some of us, it's our time. For some of you, God has given you the just a gift of time. You have time now. Some of you may be retired, and you probably didn't have time before, but now you have time. And I'm not knocking anybody, but some of you with your time now, you're like, you know what? All my time now is vacation time. God's like, yeah, some of it. But remember, in my provision, there's bread and there's seed. Some of you, twice a month when you get paid, you're like, you know what? This is for me. Like, all of like this time to eat. God is like, wait. And everything I give you, there's seed and there's provision. I mean, there's seed and there's bread. What do you see when you look at it? And here's what I want to pray for everyone in the room. I want to pray that God will begin to open up the eyes of our heart so that we can start to sow what was meant to be sown and keep what was meant to be kept. Earlier in the first service, I felt impressed in the moment to log on to, you know what? Going to log in to the app right now, the Father's House app. They sending me the security code. Thank you for your generosity. God, you know what's funny about being generous? Sometimes we think being generous only has to The only benefit for being generous is for the person who's receiving. But can I tell you, generosity does something in the heart of the giver. Generosity does something in the heart of the person who's being generous. And so, as I'm prepping and going through this message, and I'm thinking, you know what? This is for the people in the room. God's like, yeah, but you know what, CJ? This is for you. Because for so long, you have sold fairly. It's been cool. And you've reaped fairly. It's been cool. But when are you going to graduate to the level where you start sowing more? Will you start giving more? Will your generosity, like it says in the scripture, really starts to flow all over the place? So he said, sometimes you need to lead it by example. So I did it during the first service, and I just did it during the second service. I had to go in and just give a little bit more than I used to give. Because I can't come up here and speak this and not live this. And here's what I pray. I pray that everyone in the room, again, the Bible says no coercion. Take a look at what God has provided you. And be honest with yourself. When you look at it, do you see all bread? Do you see mostly bread? Or is there seed that you see? And here's what I want. Everyone bow your heads, close your eyes. There are some things, I don't know if you ever got a letter in the mail, and the letter comes and it says right on the front, it says immediate action required. There are some things that require immediate action. And for me, what God led me to do, it required immediate action. Because once you begin to know yourself, you understand if I don't act immediately, that little greedy heart is going to creep right back up. That little greedy heart will begin to creep right back up. And so often we sit in the service and we may be moved and we may be stirred, but because we don't act immediately, it gets taken away. So, if you're here, and I'm not going to ask you to stand, I'm not going to ask you to come to the front, I'm not even going to ask you to give necessarily. But if you're here, and a message resonated with you, and you can honestly say, God, I'm one of the ones who just got that little greedy heart, but I want a generous heart. And I want you to transform my heart. If that's you, right where you're at, I want you to begin to give that and confess that to God even as you sit there. Father God, I pray for each and every person in the room. Father God, you know what we all struggle with. You know our traumas, our past. Father God, we know that you are more than able. And you can do the impossible. So Father God, I pray for those who have struggled with that little greedy heart. Maybe they want to be generous, but they can't seem to find a way. Father God, I pray that you begin to change our perspective, that you begin to change our heart and open our eyes to see what it is that you've blessed us with, to see what it is that you've put into our hands. Forgive us, Father. Forgive us for not stewarding what you've given us appropriately. Forgive us for looking at all your provision and thinking all of it is for us. All of it is food. But Father, I pray that after today, that everyone in this room, anything that you give them from this day forward, they would look and they would understand that in your provision there is seed and bread. You will never leave us hungry. Father, we thank you, we appreciate you, we love you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.